promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. But it's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victories and the Spirit rises up in me, it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. I know within myself I would surely perish, but if I trust the hand of God, he shields the flames again, again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Again.
Well, what a blessing this morning to know that the Lord will be with us during the fiery days of trials. Amen?
Amen.
I was thinking this past week of a couple different things. I was thinking about the verse that says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
Amen.
And then I got to thinking of, in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, the three Hebrew boys who were in the burning fiery furnace. And guess who else showed up?
Yeah.
There was a fourth man.
Yeah. Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
That is harmonizing Old Testament with New Testament. And that is telling us that the Lord is with us. And if you follow that story and read it along, you'll read it to the end of that account there in Daniel, you'll find out that the Lord never left that fire. So this morning, he is still in the fire. And I'm glad we serve a Lord, a God that is with us in the fire. He's with us in the valleys of life. He's with us on the mountaintops of life.
Amen.
We have a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. We have sweet Jesus with us. And I can remember back at Floyd Road, evangelist Bill Stafford would come from time to time and preach revivals, and he would sing that song, Sweet Jesus, Sweet Jesus. And this morning, he is sweet indeed. Well, we want to welcome everybody, welcome Facebook viewers as well, to Calvary Baptist Church of Powder Springs. And we are glad you are here in person and by way of watching. And during a world of woe and a world where things are going out of control, we have come this morning to serve a Lord that is in control of everything. And so we're excited about the service this morning. And I want to say thank you, Brother Allen, for that song. That really ministered to my heart. What a blessing. I want to mention a couple things this morning by way of prayer request. We do this every Sunday morning, but we do want to keep you informed on a couple folks, and then we're want to pray, and then we got a special song. Let's remember, if you would, church, Miss Barbara Anderson. She was admitted into Piedmont Hospital yesterday afternoon by way of ambulance, actually. She, from what I hear and what I gather, Miss Connie Teague had called me, and a neighbor, I believe it was, had found her, had gone over to her house, and she had had some dizzy spells. She wasn't being herself. I'm really not sure how responsive she was, but nonetheless, ambulance was called. She was taken to Piedmont. She was admitted. They're going to do some testing tomorrow, and I spoke with her last night, and she seems to be coming back little by little. Got a few laughs out of her, and so that's a good thing. And but please remember Miss Barbara Anderson. What a blessing she is to so many, to Calvary Baptist Church. She is a blessing. I told her, I said, now listen, there's a lot of buzzing going around. A lot of people are asking about you. Found out that you are in the hospital, so we're going to mention you on Sunday morning. So pray for Miss Barbara Anderson, please. Also, please remember Miss Betty Berry, not doing well, hospice care. She is under hospice care, and we just need to lift her up in prayer and pray for her mentally, physically. Of course, Brother Allen, Miss Terry, and Miss Cassie as well, and the staff there that's helping with hospice care. Let's remember as well, I mentioned the other Sunday, the other Wednesday, Brother Ben Tidwell, many of you know him, is in need of prayer, particular situation there. Also, Brother Harold Dolph is with us, kind of surprised. He's been kind of down and out, and been going through some things. He had a doctor's appointment on Monday, and he has another one this coming Thursday. The cardiac structure group, and concerning a Watchman procedure concerning your heart. Is that right? And so let's remember Brother Harold and these elements he's been battling and facing. But it is good to see you this morning, brother. You're an inspiration to us. So many more we need to remember in prayer. Got a long list, but I just encourage you to look at our church bulletin on Calvary webpage, www.calvaryministries.org, and you'll find our bulletin there. Still, I encourage you to pray for Brother Johnny Ivey, a friend of ours, friend of many, Welcome Hill Baptist Church, battling cancer. But at the same time, he's celebrating 20 years as pastor today. And another friend of ours, Kim Merritt at Pleasant Hill, has cancer. And we have many, some who has cancer among our fold. So let's remember them. We've come today to worship the Lord. Everybody's gotten cleaned up, dressed up. We're here. And I know there's a lot of things going on outside of our church building. We've said it enough. We've heard it enough on the news. But let's just take this 1 hour of worship together and really absorb what God may have for us, because things can be different by the time we leave for the better. And so let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name this morning, and Lord, we're humbled and thankful for the good crowd we have. Lord, your people are coming because they're thirsty to have an experience with the Lord spiritually. God, they love you. Father, they want to praise you. No doubt you've been good to them in their life. They're showing up because of that. And Father, so we offer the sacrifice of praise to you, the fruit of our lips. We love you this morning. Thank you for being a good, good Father. Lord, this morning we surrender to you. I surrender to you. Lord, I pray that as the service continues, we all would continue to surrender those areas of our life that maybe we're holding back, or maybe we're just reluctant to surrender. Maybe there's things in our life this morning that we're wrestling with, we can't figure out, fears and worries. Help us, Lord, to just cast our cares on you. We know, Lord, that we can be vulnerable for the enemy. Help us, Lord, to just fortify ourselves, cast our cares on you. And for this moment this morning, be still and know that you're God. These times of togetherness are getting scarce, few and few and far between. No doubt the return of the Lord is coming very soon. And so let today, we want today to count. So speak, Lord. We're here to listen. And Father, we do lift up all these requests. We pray for Miss Barbara that you would touch her mightily. A lot of prayers have already gone up to you for her. But we pray that you'd strengthen her. Lord, make her better than she was before. Bring her back home. Lord, we pray for Miss Betty Berry as well, that you would touch her, perform a miracle in her, Lord. Touch her mind, her body. Brother Allen and Miss Terry and Cassie and the hospice staff. Brother Johnny Ivy as well, Lord, his cancer situation. Miss Kim at Pleasant Hill. Lord, all of our people, all of the situations. Brother Harold, we just pray a corporate prayer over Calvary Baptist Church. From the least to the greatest of situations, we pray that you'd work mightily. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
So good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. And for those who might be out there on Facebook Live, we want to thank you for joining us as well. I want to ask you to stand this morning, turn over to page number 286, but I want to share something that I saw on the way to church this morning. Here's what the sign said: in an uncertain world, we serve a certain God. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I'm glad that the Word tells us, and we've experienced it for ourselves, that He changes not. I'm so glad for His love, His mercy and His grace that I've seen Him give to us even this very week. Let's turn to 286 and sing about the Glory Land Way. All right, church, sing with me this morning.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in
heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the Glory Land way. We do have a special for you this morning. I know that you'll enjoy this song. Just please pray for them as they come.
From this Appreciate that singing. Church is just different nowadays, you know it? God is just manifesting His presence differently. We are in the last days of the last days. I'm glad that I've been to Calvary, the cross of Calvary, where I met Jesus, November 19th, 2002. I confessed Jesus as my personal Savior. It was at a little old hole-in-the-wall gym, actually, in Smyrna, Georgia, called Iron House Fitness. Believe it or not, I was there. And my brother had recently gotten saved, and I seen a change in his life. And I wondered, how in the world can someone go from drinking and drugging to home every night, asleep before 9 o'clock, and going to church every Sunday? And my life was upside down, and I was drinking and drugging. And so I watched him and watched him. And his life kept getting better and better. My life kept getting worse and worse. And little that I knew, that was leading me to a place of repentance. And on November 19th, 2002, on a Tuesday, and it was fall time, it was getting dark. I was working part-time there, and the Lord, I know now, was dealing with me. I was searching. A lot of my friends, I'd been to some funerals. Some of them died of drug overdose. Some of them went to prison. And my brother came in the gym smiling, and I was mad because he was smiling, because I was frowning. And I said, Chris, I said, you know, I said, I'm trying to work a regular job. I'm trying to distance myself from what friends I have left. I said, if I died today, do you think I'd go to heaven? And I'll never forget it. He said, Justin, he said, if you were to pull out of here and get hit by a car and die, unless you are saved, you will go to hell. And I want to tell you, that hit me like I got hit by a car. And for the first time, I was 20 years old. For the first time, it clicked and it made sense all at one time. Number one, I didn't want to go to hell when I died. But number two, I knew the thing I needed most in life I had been running from. And so I said, Chris, I want to get saved. What do I do? And out of nowhere, he took off running. I said, where are you going? And he was looking for a Bible in the gym. And rock and roll music was playing, and he was running around. He went to the owner of the gym, and he said, hey, do you have a Bible? Do you got a Bible? My brother wants to get saved. And so the owner pointed to the office, and so we went to the office. And he was flipping to that Bible. He was shaking and jerking, and he said, do you want to pray or do you want to pray after me? I said, what do I pray? He said, well, you got to believe that Jesus died for you. He said, do you believe that? I said, yes, I believe that. He said, you got to believe that he was buried on the third day. He rose again. Do you believe that? I said, yes, I believe that. He said, do you want to pray that or do you want to pray after me? I said, I want to pray. And I can remember almost word for word what I prayed. Right at 17 years ago, I said, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner and I know you died for me. I know I've been living my life apart from you, trying to fulfill an empty, voided heart. I've been drugging, I've been drinking, I'm at the end of myself, but right here and right now, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. A couple of the words were a little bit different, more fancied up now. And I want to tell you, friend, for the first time in my life, I felt true peace. I knew that I was saved. Like the diplomat sang, oh, what jubilation the night I got saved. Me and my brother hugged for the first time since we were little boys. And so we walked outside and we were crying together. And that's when I started going to Floyd Road. And here we are, some 17 years later, still living the life, still going after Jesus. Are you perfect? No, ask my wife. I'm not perfect. Ask my daughter, I'm not perfect. Ask my dog, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. But I'm like Paul. I am trying to apprehend that for which I've been apprehended. I'm going after the thing that God has called me to go after. I'm going after Him. Don't know why I said that other than maybe someone needed to hear that this morning. Amen. Maybe someone else has a testimony they want to give. It's been a while since we had a testimony service. I'm prepared to preach. I'm not going to prolong or stretch it out. But if someone has something on their heart, on their tongue.
I've actually had something for a few weeks that I was like, I can't do that. We're on Facebook Live. And it might throw everything crazy. So now that I have permission, I will. But I just want to say, I'm also, this morning when we were singing that song, I'm so thankful that the Lord saved me as a 16-year-old little girl on April the 18th.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that testimony, Miss Amanda. Brother Harold, I believe, has one down here.
5 years, first
Sunday morning in about that.
So a few years later we got married, while I was still in service. After we got home, he said, I'm gonna have to start back to church. And they had our first child.
Oh.
We started going back to Calvary and Smyrna. And one of the deacons would come visit me on Saturday and said, do you think you'll ever come too? Well, I'll be there tomorrow. First thing I know, I don't want to be a priest on or nothing.
Appreciate that testimony, Brother Harold. Brother Ceylon. Lord's service this morning. Appreciate the camera work. It's Christy. And anybody else? Yes.
I believe with all my heart that's why he's left us here for a little longer.
Yes, sir.
That we might share him with someone else, that they might come to Christ.
Absolutely.
So I'd like to say this morning, if you're here this morning and you don't know him, don't wait until the end of the service now.
Amen.
It's time for you for salvation. Oh, I want to see folks saved in these last days.
Yes, sir.
And it's up to us to tell the story.
Mm.
What a story we have to tell.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Allen. What a blessing. Anybody else? Amen.
And after he found him, he kept making a way.
Miss Darlene. Miss Elna, that's good. Pat?
Time.
Pat. Anybody else? We're going to keep the camera that direction for a minute. Bless you. Amen. Thank you, Brother Robert. Amen. Anybody else back there? Camera spans back around. What an encouraging service we've had so far. Y'all have been preaching to me. I have been encouraged. Going once. Yes, sir.
When I was a young person, I did not want to be saved. I didn't want to believe in God. I really didn't want to be accountable to God, and I wanted to do my own thing. But my parents started going to this little bitty church where there's this pastor who was just full of the Holy Spirit. There's no getting around saying, and he loved Jesus with all his heart. And he preached to 8 or 10 people like he was preaching to crowds, and he had a love for Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, he was out of this world.
Man. Amen.
Great toilet paper shortage. And here's what they said. They said, we felt like God told us to start collecting toilet paper for you in January, and we had to take it out of our lobby because we thought our members were going to start stealing it, right?
Praise the Lord.
A guy pulled in our parking lot, not kidding you, a grown man, and he had his truck stacked over the brim with green Gatorade, Kiwi straw
Amen. Wow. Lord's service this morning. We are really close to 12 o'clock for me to start preaching, so I feel like someone else has something to say. Bless him, Lord. Yes. Bless him, Lord.
There's nothing better than that peace. There's been times that I shouldn't wake up. Times that I've been sober. There's no explainable peace. But God's peace. And to see my little brother speak about that peace.
Yeah. Amen, Kevin. Anybody else? If not, I tell you what I feel led to do. Why don't we, ladies and gentlemen, all of us involved, saying, I've been to Calvary one more time and give an invitation. That'd be good. Maybe you haven't been to Calvary, if there's someone here. Testimony after testimony has been given about those who've been to Calvary, who've been to Jesus, and who have received eternal salvation, who have received their purpose in life. And maybe you're here this morning. Maybe you're a member of Calvary Baptist Church and you've never received Jesus as your Savior. Maybe you're watching on Facebook and you've never received Jesus as your Savior. Maybe somebody invited you to watch. Maybe you have been invited to be here this morning. Whatever the situation is, the Lord is in charge of this service this morning, as He is every service. And we'll give an invitation at this time. And I'd like for them, the ladies, to come and sing. I've been to Calvary. So if y'all want to make your way around, we can just remain seated. We'll take our time with this one. And then we'll stand and be dismissed just after this song. But feel free. Come to the altar and pray. Pray where you're at as the Lord moves.
Popular crowd, and I've been
This is your time to pray. You come if you need to come.
My voice tells me he's there. I have joy when they say I shouldn't. And I have peace when it doesn't make sense. I can rest content when I have nothing. And persevere.
Been to Calvary?
I'm forgiven.
Come
and
to meet the
I've
Lord.
Been set free from this world of misery.
Mercy to be found. Mercy.
Calvary,
He'll forgive you of your sin.
And I met the one who gave his life for me.
He'll give you purpose in life. Joy.
I'm forgiven and I've been set free from this world of misery. I've been to Calvary. And I met the one who gave his life for me. I'm forgiven and I've been set free from this world of misery. I've been to Calvary.
Amen. Tell you what, I may be crazy this morning, I don't know, but I just kind of feel good about saying that one more time. Y'all don't mind, just turn that around one more time. I just want to, I'm not all about stretching things out, but church, we don't get to meet like we used to. And I'm not pushing and twisting. In fact, I'm a shy person, and God has called me to stand and speak. And so I definitely am not about pushing and twisting arms and speaking no more than I have to. But if you need to come this morning and bear your soul, you come and do that. But I do feel led for us to sing one more time. If nobody comes, we'll go. Who will come and meet me?
Well, I've never tasted strong dreams, and I've never felt popular crowd.
Do you want to know if you died, heaven to be your home?
And I've been told by some around me,
I can show you that,
that this world's fun and I've
come down.
Out.
I can show you how to get saved.
I'm chasing fortune and I never walked the halls of
children need to get saved. Middle-aged people need to get saved. Seniors need to get saved. Still time this morning.
I have joy when they say I shouldn't. And I have peace when it doesn't make sense. I can rest content when I have nothing. And persevere when I lost my strength. But I've been to Calvary.
Let's all stand this morning, this afternoon. Roll that around. Let's sing this chorus if you know it. What a day that'll be.
blessing. What a blessing. If we would, on your way out, we'll have our, let me just rephrase that, if our ushers would have the offering plates on at the doors for tithes and offerings, that would be great. And we will have our online, almost dread to say, online only Facebook tonight after a service like we had this morning. I don't know. I just don't like that, you know. But nonetheless, we will, I guess that's what we're doing, isn't it? Online only. I miss meeting with you, church. I miss meeting with you. Facebook Live, 6 p.m. So we'll be having that online tonight only. And everyone be safe. Let's help me pray. Help me pray for direction. This is difficult. It's difficult. I miss you guys. I was telling Christy on the way over here, both extremes are going on right now. There are those who are not meeting at all, and there are those who are getting ready to kick off revival. I mean, we have a good thing. We have one definite in Facebook Live, every service. But part of me feels like that we're kind of starving too. Please pray. I don't want us to be any more exposed to this, what's going around, but yet people are flooding the streets anyway. I just covered your prayers, church. We love you. All hearts clear before we go? All right. We'll be dismissing a word of prayer. Brother Allen, love you, brother. Great worshiping with you this morning. We met with Jesus. Close us in prayer, brother.